recently with another hit. And of course, South African music, we play it on Wild Coast Radio because we like it. And what we also like to do is to keep you healthy, because healthy listeners are happy listeners. And with that, we welcome, as we do on a Tuesday, the Heart and Stroke Foundation. This morning, talking to Professor Pamela Naidu, who is also the CEO of the Heart and Stroke Foundation. It's great chatting to Professor Naidu. And we're going to be talking about cholesterol. And with that, Professor Naidu, very good morning. Welcome to the show. And thank you for taking time to chat to us this morning.
Absolutely. A very good morning to you and the listeners. And it's such a pleasure to be on your show.
And, you know, we've spoken about a lot of different topics. And one that I think is probably one of the most important. And if I may just indulge for a moment that, you know, I need to take these little tablets, nasty little things, every day because of cholesterol. And it's one of those hereditary things. But we'll get into the details of cholesterol, because it's one of those things that kind of sneaks up on a person. I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's also referred to as one of the silent killers or silent ailments. But with that, I think let's kick off with the question is, what exactly is cholesterol?
Great starting point. But so cholesterol is basically a fatty substance in the blood, right? So it flows through your bloodstream, and it plays such an important role in cell membranes to manufacture hormones and for bile for digestion. So, you know, it's so linked to the nutrition or the diet, the dietary system, mm-hmm. if you like. And hence, it's such an important substance.
Right.
Because
right.
it's, you know, it literally, well, we're going to talk a little bit more about, you know, the breakdown of what exactly mm-hmm. is cholesterol, what is it constituted of, you know?
As we go forward. And Professor Naidu, the question is, why are high cholesterol levels dangerous?
Yes, that's a great question. So maybe I just want to sort of walk us back very quickly to what you said right at the outset. Now, remember that you can have what we call familial hypercholesterolemia, and that sounds like what you have uh-huh. if you are on the medication because of family history. Mm-hmm. So, you know, sometimes the drivers of why you have bad cholesterol is it's behavioral. But there are obviously a cohort of people who have familial history. Mm-hmm. But why is cholesterol so dangerous? That's, you know, for heart and brain health, and in general, that would be, I think, the primary medical conditions that it's a risk factor for, is you basically have two types of cholesterol, if you like. So the LDL, which is the low-density cholesterol, mm-hmm. is the so-called bad cholesterol. Now, if you have a high number, you know, when you test at the laboratory, if that number's too high, above the normative sort of standards for any community or any country, it means that you're at risk for heart disease mm-hmm. or a massive stroke. Okay. Because the bad cholesterol literally sort of leaves your liver, and then it goes around your body to collect all the fatty substances and, you know, sort of debris, for want of a better word, like all the waste of the products of the body system, the circulatory system through which your blood flows, obviously. Now, if that hardens and it forms plaque, it can then get onto one of your arteries and block the blood flow.
Okay.
And can form a clot. So there's two things that can happen. It can continue to flow with those high-density sort of globules, or it can lodge itself on your artery walls and then cause the constriction of flow. So it's complex from a medical point of view. But I think just for the listeners to understand that your LDL, you should aim to always keep it low.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the high density, which is your good cholesterol, so to speak, because that one cleans up the body system and goes back to the liver. So the danger point is when it actually leaves the liver,
right.
The cholesterol the liver.
And yeah. And I can just imagine this if I can make a layperson analogy, it's like something that clogs up pipes. You know, you get build up in the pipes, and this cholesterol kind of ends up clogging up your arteries, and your entire blood system eventually obviously gets all clogged up. But now, Professor Naidu, you mentioned good cholesterol and bad cholesterol. You know, what are the differences? Because there are certain good cholesterols that you actually need to flow around your body.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And so that's the high density one. And that's what cleans up the body. So it's almost as if you kind of, you know, employing this little mechanism to cleanse your system, so mm-hmm. to speak. And so that, when you know, it goes back to the liver and then you can get rid of it. So that's pretty much what the good cholesterol is. The bad cholesterol is, you're going to talk about the drivers of bad cholesterol, I suppose. You're going to ask me a question around that maybe. But that's just to differentiate between the LDL and the HDL.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, you know, I've been chatting to the Heart and Stroke Foundation doing these interviews for a couple of years, and I've got a couple of themes, and listeners will probably pick up on themes that are bad. But what are physical and lifestyle risk factors which could cause high cholesterol?
Yes, no, that is a critical one. So, you know, the word lifestyle is not my favorite word from a health point of view, because when you talk about lifestyle, it's almost as if it's very general and it's nonspecific, and it gives a, like, you know, lying on the beach kind of thing. But it's more your health behaviors that are important. And unfortunately, look, I don't know, you know, maybe with age comes wisdom, but it is about bad eating habits. It really, and you know, technically that's what it's all about. So if you're able to just adopt a much healthier approach to what you eat, you can save yourself a lot of trouble. So like a couple of no-go zones. Obviously, when we look at a nutrition profile, when we say that's a healthy product, it's usually low in fat, low in sugar, especially the bad fats, you know, trans fats, low in sugar and low in salt. But there's more to it. Like, so it's what types of food should you be? You should be predominantly having plant-based foods, because you can easily digest any fat or salt and sugar in those foods, fruit and vegetables, for example. The tricky thing, and fish, you know, oily fish like salmon and so on. The tricky part is when you indulge in too much of meat. So that includes red and white meat. While chicken is better, low fat, and you take the fat off and the skin off and so on, it's your red meat truly is the real culprit, because you can't control, what's in it. The red meat actually raises your blood, your LDL, your bad cholesterol, because there's hidden fats, not just the fat that you visibly see.
Yes, yes. And other lifestyle, and I like your analogy about your lifestyle living on the beach. I suppose if you're living on the beach, you're getting lots and lots of exercise. But there would be those factors as well, which would help in certain ways to control your cholesterol levels.
Yes, no, absolutely. But you see, you can't cancel one bad thing with the good thing. It doesn't work like that. Life doesn't work like that. So I think the key thing is that you reduce your red meat intake, have a predominantly plant-based diet with white meat and fish and so on, and have physical activity as part of your daily or weekly routine. Right. You can't indulge in the bad stuff and then cancel it with the good.
It doesn't quite work like that.
It doesn't work like that. Yeah, absolutely. Because what happens is that all those additional fats and sugars and so on, that's going to raise your BMI, your body mass index, and your waistline. And all those things, you see, are risk factors.
Right.
So obesity, so it leads to so bad cholesterol because you're indulging in the wrong types of foods. Mm-hmm. It's not nutritional food. It's empty calories in a manner of speaking.
Okay.
It's increasing your body weight. Your body increased body weight is going to lead to hypertension. Hypertension is going to be the silent killer eventually combined with the raised cholesterol. So it's not simple. You know, it's not like a linear relationship because there's all these indirect things as well.
And sort of it's all interlinked at the end of the day. And let's say now you've been diagnosed with high cholesterol, be it because of diet or other factors. How can cholesterol be lowered?
Well, not difficult at all. I think that, you know, so the diagnostics are important. You know, you do need, when you're an adult, I won't even say an older adult because lifestyles are so different these days. Once you hit adulthood, you should have an annual check. You know, even if it's with your GP, just go and have a screening or a health risk assessment done. We do it as well as an organization, but you just have to contact us. And then as you hit 40 and over, you should do it biannually, actually. And then have your blood. So, knowing your numbers would be the first way to empower yourself. Then you can take it from there. Then your GP will say, okay, this needs a physician. You need to consult with a specialist. The specialist will then decide, do I go on statin? You know, do you put the person on statins? Do you just recommend a behavioral health behavior change and a lifestyle change and so on? But things that people can already do before consulting a healthcare practitioner is basically lower your red meat intake. Try and do, you know, I honestly don't believe you have to do like an hour of exercise a day. If you can walk at least minimum of 20 to 30 minutes a day, or do some physical activity on a daily basis, that also helps to reduce your LDL. It's consult a dietitian. Dietitians are absolute treasures when it comes to controlling your diabetes, your cholesterol, raised cholesterol, and so on, because they have a very specific way to proportionate what you eat and say, well, if you, you know, for example, maybe you're eating too less protein, so you're heading for all the fatty stuff instead because you're constantly hungry. So they will then give you what the proportion of food is that suits your pocket and suits your culture, you know, what types of food you
Right,
eat.
Right.
So there's all, you know, but key to good, healthy, maintaining a, you know, sometimes it's familial, so it's a bit of a risky one, but you can control it by just maintaining a good overall health. So exercise and then watching what you eat.
Right. So exercise and diet, which is a common thread through a lot of the healthy living kind of scenarios. And Professor Naidu, the question about the Heart and Stroke Foundation. You have got a lot of resource material available. How can somebody get in touch with you to actually chat to your consultants and to access your material?
Yes, no, thanks for that question. So do contact us. And you can first go on our website, which is www.heartfoundation.co.za. And then we are a national organization with head office in Cape Town, but we definitely have a KZN presence and a good number of other provinces as well. But we can then direct you to those provinces. On the website should be the phone numbers, but you can also call 021-422-1586. And then all our activities are also, we put it on social media, so you can follow us as well.
Right. And of course, this podcast will be on the social media links later on today. But Professor Naidu, thank you very, very much for chatting to us. You know, always interesting and very important topics that come forward from the Heart and Stroke Foundation. And looking forward to chatting to you and all your colleagues next week, Tuesday as well.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure.
Thanks, then. Cheerio. That's Professor Pamela Naidu from the Heart and Stroke Foundation. In fact, the CEO of the Heart and Stroke Foundation, chatting to us this morning about cholesterol. And the interview will be on our website later today, wildcoastradio.co.za. And thanks very much to Professor Naidu for taking time to chat this morning.